We're up to page Shin Chavav. We're in the middle of the Shi'anim Mitzirim Halacha. Halacha Hey. Let's start from Halacha Hey again on the bottom. Again, it's page Shin Chav Vav. On the bottom, Halacha Hey. Mibnei Shemamtin Lo Yesamos. This is referring to the beginning of Halacha Yud Gimel. We'll read the first line of Yud Gimel one more time. Davar sheyesh lo shar yadua, also lemochir b'yoseh min hasham mibnei shemamtin lo yesamos, something which has a shar yadua, if the price is fixed, so in the market, there's a market value for the merchandise, and you say to your friend, I'm not going to give you the merchandise today, and I'll pay you in a month from now, and I'll pay you more. I'll pay you more because I'm not paying you today. That is a ribis derabanan. It's not ribis deraisa because this
is that standard business policy.
Yeah, well, standard business policy is you pay its market value in a month. Standard business policy usually is not a problem. There are many different opinions. If I have time, I really like to go spend some time in Rabbi Reisman's book, The Laws of Ribis. He has a lot of practical examples, but it's very complicated. Every situation is different. Standard policy usually is in 30, you pay market value in 30 days. But if you would be so kind to pay today, then yeah, I know. I didn't go through it. Yeah, I know. This is the Bible. Already know how many years ago this was? So many years ago. If you pay market value, you pay market value in 30 days. But if you pay early today, then I give you a discount. That's not ribis, because then you're paying less. Ribis is only when you pay more for time. When you pay less for time, we'll pay market value for time. Now, let's do a real loan. I'm lending you $100. Okay, I'm lending you $100, and you have to pay. And 1 month and 30 days from now, you will pay me back $100. If you pay me back, this is unheard of. But if you pay me back in 15 days, cash, $100 crisp bill. Here's 30 days. You pay me back in 15 days, you only have to pay me back $90. Unheard of, right? Unheard of. Is that ribis? Oh, but if you're paying back in, you're paying back in 30 days, you're paying $100. So for 15 days, you're really paying $10 more. That's not ribis. Because I lent you $100, you pay me back $100. I give you a bonus, I give you a gift. If you'll pay me back early, an incentive to pay me back early, I'll give you a discount, I'll give you a gift. It's normal to do such a thing, but if a person were to do such a thing, that is not called ribis. Because the loan is $100, and you owe me $100. If you pay me back early, I'll give you a gift. But when it comes to merchandise, it's exactly the same thing. I'm buying $100 of merchandise, it's standard practice, and you don't have to pay me until in 30 days. In 30 days, you'll pay me what the market value is today. But if you would be so kind to pay me the money today, I will give you a discount for the merchandise, so that is not a problem of ribis. That's not a problem of ribis for two reasons. Number one, it's not really ribis, it's mekel memkar. It's a transaction. Anytime we deal with transactions and not with loans, automatically that's one notch removed from ribis deraisa. Number two, you're not paying more. The market value is established today. So here is the same exact thing. Davar sheyesh lo shar yadua, there is a market value. Also, lemochir b'yosem in hashar. The reason why in this instance it is forbidden is because you're charging more. I want you to pay me the money today. If you don't want to pay me today, you can pay more than the market value in 30 days. That is also midrabanan mibnei shemamtin in loya samos, because you are receiving payment for a delay in time. Now, the shemis of Allah, we went through the beginning part last week, which was to review kazav b'shulchan aruch, got stuck in the middle. Kazav b'shulchan aruch, mochir lo yischar b'yud beis. Let's say I sell you merchandise that's worth a yud beis. I'm going to ask the paro liach hazman after 30 days. Yochol loy malo tifra li miyad. Take from me v'loy ekach mimcha ela aso. Exactly the case that we mentioned before. You have 30 days to pay me the market value of 12 coins, but if you'll pay me the money today, I'll give you a discount for 10. That's mutter. because the market value is 12 and you owe the money in 30 days and you're giving the person a discount, a bonus, by paying early. That's only in a situation where the mekach is complete. And the lekech already owns the merchandise. But in a situation where the mekach is not complete, where the way that we're going to structure, that's why every single situation is very complicated. If you have a situation where the buyer does not really legally own the merchandise, he just has it on consignment and it's not really his, even though the merchandise has a set market value, but it's not really my merchandise. And now we structure the transaction in a way where if you pay me today, are you going to give it to me it's going to be less, but if you give it to me in the future, it's going to be more. This then already borders on the appearance of ribis. It's no longer considered a loan. You always, to avoid ribis, you have to structure the transaction as a sale. And there cannot be payment for time. In this situation, it's not considered to be a sale, because the laws of Mekach u'Memkar and Halacha mean I today own the merchandise and I pay you for it. I have to give you money for what I'm purchasing. If I don't own the merchandise and there's an agreement of how much money I am going to give you, and if I give you the money earlier, it's going to be X amount of dollars. And if I give you the money at a later point in time, it's going to be more money. That already has the tsura of a loan, because we're taking out the merchandise. I don't own the merchandise, and there's a payment for zman that already borders on ribis. It's only ribis midrabanim, but it's still called ribis. The cost of the dafkum kvar nigmar hamekach biyud beis v'zocha boicha lokeach kvar, and the lokeach already owns it. Avol koydim shnigmar lokeach, if the mekach is not complete, im amalot tifel liachshav yud. Right now, if you'll give me money, it'll only be 10. And if you'll give me the money in 30 days from now, it's going to be 12. Even though the market value is 12, so you would be misled to believe there's no ribis because I'm giving you the market value in 30 days, and I'm getting a bonus by giving it early. No. In this case, it's still called ribis midrabanan, because in this case, there is no merchandise. Oh, but there is merchandise. I have the merchandise in my store, but I don't own it. It's not legally mine. It's only here on consignment. So that is still a problem. Also, likach nimenu achar zman yud beis. Now, not everyone agrees to this. The cost of shava pischi shuvi afilu shava yud beis gam kein osir. Even like we explained, even if it's worth 12, it's still lost. Even the market value is 12. Also, kevon shenisratz likach yud im hoyu noisin lo miyod v'rak b'shulam tonas noisin lo yud beis. Because even though the market value today is 12, still you're paying for time. I don't actually own the merchandise. There's just an understanding of how much I'm going to give, and we're working on an arrangement. In 30 days, 12. In 15 days, it's 10. So for 15 extra days, it's going to be 2 coins, and there is no real transaction. That is ribis. What more do you want? There's nothing you can possibly do. That's the sheet of the Pischi Tshuva, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, Avol bechokmas adam kosav dim hanekach bechol dim hanekach bechol achanuyos yid beis ve'amoicher hazet tzaruch lemos v'amar im tirtze litili b'mezumen em kaloch biyud. If you give me the money, right, I'll give it to you 10. V'imlo einenu moicher, if not, I'm not going to sell it to you. Elok if he has shark bechol achanuyos mutter sheze roitze lezalzel b'shvil hamos ayin sham. So he seems to disagree. Chochmas Adam seems to disagree. He says that in this case, if the market value, even though you don't actually own it, if there is a set market value, he seems to be saying that we view it as if it's a transaction. Because I guess it's not really a loan. There is no money being, remember, it's not a real loan. Whenever you discuss the laws of ribis, the most critical thing is to start off with d'oraisa, and then to work your way down to how far you're going away from the din d'oraisa. A real loan is when I give you money. I actually give you real money. And the arrangement is you will pay me back more money in over a period of time. In this case, have you given me money? No. There's just an understanding. I'm going to give you this amount of money in 30 days and give you less in 15 days. But you have never given me anything. You never gave me money. You gave me something that's not real. Merchandise to hold in the store to sell. That's not real ribis. There's no real loan that's taken place. Now, if you want to be lenient 100%, we'll structure this as a transaction. I am acquiring the merchandise, so it's business. It's mekach u'memkar. I have to pay for it, so I'll pay for it. Market value of OU payment is going to be 12 coins in 30 days. I'll get a bonus if I give it to you. That's mutu l'chatchila. But here, I'm not acquiring ownership. So that's why we have here machlokes between the Pesach Shuv and Chacham HaSadim. Is this going to be this ribis or not? Okay, so he says we have a this comes from Shulchan Aruch. When the buyer says, I want credit, I'm lo shamach yoser. Kosav shom tam heter. He says people do this all the time. They don't make any his heter iska. Ki achshav yitochim she heleisa hamekach umichshash hazolas hamos the meshach hazman the in nigel kol kachin in a ribis. The yeshmak b'lahati al pi mashukosav harav hagoyin of shlem zalmin. That is shulchan aruch harav. So what he's saying over here is what he observed in his day. I don't know if this is true today, but in his day, people did the following. We just mentioned. Go to the store, go to the grocery, I want to buy groceries. And you tell the grocer, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. So he says that you don't have any money, so you can pay me in 30 days, you're going to have to pay a little bit more. Right, So that's ribis, right? That's ribis midrabanan. Right now, it's worth the ring up the bill. The bill is $100. Where's your credit card? It's maxed out. It's not going to work. So okay, I should write it down on the ledger. Okay, but if you can pay me in 30 days, you got to pay me $110. So now, is that ribis deraisa? No. Why is that not ribis deraisa? Because it's mekach memkar. I'm buying a product. I'm buying something, and I have to pay. And you make me pay more money over time. It's not the raisa because it's mekach memkar, but it's also midrabanan 100%. This is the real ribis derabanan because today I owe you $100 today, and because you're giving me 30 days to pay the bill, I'll give you $110. That's clearly ribis derabanan. He says people did this all the time. And no one was making a fuss. How could it possibly people do this all the time? So the answer was that in this society, the economy was not stable. There was inflation, very very high inflation. And in 30 days from now, the buying power of $100, buying power of $110 is equal to the buying power of $100. So because they live in a society where the dollar or whatever currency they're using was extremely weak, it's only l'chatchila ribis derabanan, even where you have a stable economy, but where the economy is not stable and the buying power in the month is expected to be, the rate of inflation is such and such, and the forecast is it's $110 in 1 month, it's equal to $100 today, then since only ribis derabanan, it's not ribis at all in this particular situation. But obviously, if you live in a society where the rate of inflation is not such, and you're actually taking money for time, that of course would be a classic case of ribis derabanan.
I remember in Israel years ago, when I first started going to Israel, the price would change as I'm standing on the line.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so that is pretty much the idea he's saying. It's ribis derabanan, and in this instance, we can be lenient. Okay, one more halach before we go further. Vav was in the middle of a yudalid, where it mentioned that if you want to sell, you want to sell your debt. Right, what was the case? The case was, review the halach very quickly, into halach yudal. Mishiyesh l'shtar chaval chaveroi. If I have a shtar, I have a right to collect. And I sell it to you at a discount. I don't want the tircha of collecting. It entitles me to collect for my friend in 30 days $100. And you know what? I'll sell it. You give me $90 today and you have the right to collect. So that should be ribis. Why should that be ribbis? Because you are giving me $90 and it entitles you to collect $100 in 30 days. When you look at the big picture of things, you're giving money, I'm giving away $90 and I'm getting back $100 at a later point in time. So in the big picture of things, this should be considered ribbis. D'oraisa, ribbis only when you loan money between me and you and you collect money. But midrabanan, any time where you give away money, you get back more money at a later point in time, it's borders on ribbis d'rabanan. So what's halacha in this case? No, this is mutter. Because this case is considered to be a sale. We view the shtar as a sale. I read the word halacha in the one more time. Yudal nishiyesh l'shtar chadal chaderay mutu limku l'machwer li'achar b'pachos. You allowed to sell to your friend less than its value. Ve'afilu koydav zman apirayin ve'yichtav amoychel halakeach. Ani moychel shtar zeh. I'm selling you the shtar kni lach iu v'chol shibudei. If it's bought, is one condition. In order that this should not be called ribbis, it has to be a sale. What's the sale? The one that bears responsibility for a default on the loan is the buyer. Is, let's say, the one who owes the $100, he skips town, disappears, and there's no one to collect from. Can the person who bought the shtar for $90 come back to me and demand a refund? Here's your shtar back, I want back my $90, because it's a $90 loss. I gave $90 to collect $100 in 30 days. The person who owes the $100 disappears. If the one that, if you're able to get a refund, because the person skipped town, it's not considered to be a mekach. It's considered to be a halva, a loan. And then the only reason why it's called a nekach, a sale, is because the person who gave $90 to buy the shtar accepts upon himself full responsibility. In the event that the original lender does not pay the loan, he will absorb the loss, he'll lose $90. That is a vitzach, she'al achrayis al halokeach. So now he presents a fascinating scenario. Let's say you have a situation where the buyer does not accept the responsibility. I'm not accepting. I'm giving you $90. This $90 I'm giving you will entitle me to collect $100 in 30 days. I'm going to make $10. Fantastic. 10% profit. Where can you get 10% today? No such thing today, getting 10% today on your money. What? No such thing today. Not even made off. You can't get 10% on your investment. What? You can't get 10% on your investment. So it's a great deal. No, and he says, not only am I going to get 10%, it's guaranteed. The person says, you buy for 90, I guarantee. In other words, just in case the person who owes the $100, he disappears, you come back to me, I'll give you back your $90. So we just finished learning, what more do you want? That's ribbis. Because since you are guaranteeing the loan, this is not, you're guaranteeing the collection, there's no risk to the buyer. If there's no risk to the buyer, this is not viewed in halacha as a sale, mekach u'memkar, it's viewed as a loan, and a loan, the big picture of things is you're giving $90, you're collecting $100 over a period of time, that's a ribbis d'rabbanan. If the buyer, the one who gives $90, accepts upon himself full responsibility, then it's a sale. You're buying an asset. There's a risk that you're paying. That's how you make profit. You make profit by taking risks. You buy something for $90, to collect $100, but there's a risk, and that's why you're getting it at a discount. There's no risk. Oh, there's no risk. You're guaranteed to get back your $100 no matter what, and you're getting $10 for a period of time. That's ribbis midrabanan. So here's the scenario. So let's say it's a very big tircha to collect. You can get your $100. No big deal. When the loan is due, I can collect $100. The only thing is, you got to go to court. This guy is not giving up the $100 for nothing. You got to go to court. You got to go through the legal proceedings. And it's a big hassle. Who's interested? But it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed you'll get the money. So if it is a hassle, and the reason why you're selling it for $90 is because you don't want the agmas nefesh, and you don't want the tircha of collecting, that's also A-okay. And that's not called ribbis. That's what he says over here in this halacha. Sarach sheheh achrayis alokech ayim shut pnei mevin. Shekosav shim diyesh lo tircha ligvos. Do you know why I'm selling it to you for $90? Because for me to collect the $100, I have to take off a day of work to go collect the $100. I'd rather sell it at a loss for $90 to avoid the tircha. But I guarantee, it's guaranteed. Mutter. That's the chiddush. In court, the right said levater mishalo. You willing to accept a loss? Shalo yitzdarich lelech biarkos shulo letircha gedola mutar limkar hashtar becholinyan bepachas miaskum. You allow to sell it to your friend less than its value, even in a situation where you accept responsibility. It is not a violation of ribis derabanan because that tircha also has value. So there's a very critical yesod in the laws that we go to practical all the different scenarios. I'm sure you go to all different modern scenarios of ribis. This is a very important concept. If there's a tircha and that tircha is worth something, that to some degree will take away the very different scenarios of ribis derabanan. It's a sniff. It's an additional sniff, means it's something you add. It's something, an additional consideration that can be added to the equation, which can reduce a situation from a ribis derabanan to a situation that's mutar lechatchila, at least according to the sheet of the Pnei Maven. Okay, I want to just get that yesod out because we might come back to it if we have the chance to do some practical examples. Okay, now we go to the next halacha tezayin. Halacha tezayin to also ignas tvua ishar adar davar behakdam asmos. This is really a repeat of what we learned before. It just gives another example. You're not allowed to buy grain or any other commodity behakdam asmos. V'shayit lo yatvua liachar zman. Okay, the grain didn't grow yet. You go to the market, it's like you're going to futures, right? Is that called futures? So you pay, but I'm going to put down money, and that guarantees me for a bushel of wheat, no matter what. What's the problem? Shema b'intayim tisyakir hatvua achar hazman, because the price may go up achar hazman, b'zman shin lo yisatvua, v'nimsa lokech noitel yosem yishir mosa b'shvil shikta besamos. So I gave you money. Right now, the expected market value of the grain that's going to come to market is going to be $100, and it could be this shortage. But because I gave money in advance, I'm guaranteed to take a bushel of grain that'll be worth $110. So it comes that I'm giving you money in advance. I'm giving and putting the money down right now. I'm giving you $100 cash now. And you're going to provide me with a bushel of grain. It's expected the bushel will be approximately worth $100. But since there may be a shortage and the price may go up, I might get back $110. So that's ribis midrabanan. I'm getting back more for putting down money now. I'm giving money now. I'm getting back my money back later. There's a risk, but I may come away with more over time. That is ribis midrabanan.
No compensation for risk?
No, midrabanan not. That's the halacha.
Slippery
slope. That's like saw. That's really this is like another example of a variation of saw.
All futures are us.
Yeah. Unless.
Futures. In most industries, I mean, certainly in food, when you don't know what's going to grow, some people, big companies, take the contract based on. Right,
yeah, that.
And if it's a small crop,
you take risks.
You're locked in, and then the consumer who didn't buy futures is subject to the huge increases that you're going to end up with.
That's what he's saying. So it says clear. Futures is ribis. You're giving money in advance to something whose price is not set, and you're going to receive the commodity at a later point in time. It's clear as day. Futures is us. But
times, mainly futures is I'm going to invest now and I'm going to sell it tomorrow. But that's probably the same thing anyway.
You can invest now.
I'm never going to take delivery. I'm futures on 10 million pounds for oranges. I'm never going to take delivery. What I want to do is I want it to go up and tomorrow sell it.
I don't know. We have to see the practical halach. We have to see. I've seen the Bible. Yeah.
It's given here. You want to purchase? You actually want the commodity?
Yes, yes.
Is it an investment? Like
no. Seemingly, no. That's exactly what he's asking. That's exactly what he's asking. You're not going to expect to literally. I do not know the answer. I'm assuming it's the same. Yes, I don't know the answer. I'm assuming it's the same, but we have to check out every case. Every case has to be very, very complicated, these rules.
Well, in effect, you'd have to say you are taking delivery when you sell your shares.
Yeah.
Taking the market value at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking delivery seemingly,
if you own it, you own it. I mean, the fact that such a thing exists must be rooted.
It's considered
the economy is rooted in real things. Right, we don't live in a make-believe world. Bitcoins, unless you're dealing with bitcoins, you're dealing with the world of make-believe. But you're dealing with, that's why gold and silver, people are, there's something real. People are obsessed with real commodities. You have something, you have a...
Well, Jews don't deal with
course we do. I mean, it's nobody
they
said it's not a problem. A lot of people are just, they don't...
Heteriska.
Yeah, have to heteriska whether you stole.
Always need a heteriska. Every business needs a heteriska.
Don't concern yourself. Don't concern themselves with it. When everybody writes a will, do they have a from lawyer write up the will?
Halachic will is a big thing. Big thing, very complicated issue. Aguda, RCA, they have different types of halachic wills.
You have Moshe is getting double in your will. I mean, did you write the will right?
You got to go to a
he is. He's got this right.
Yeah, halachic will. It's very complicated. Halachic will. There's the RCA. A couple of years ago, there was a very big, a lot of discussion. Halachic will. A Bukhar gets Pishnayim. But is a machlokes hapoiskim the minik? It's a machlokes hapoiskim the minik ha'olam. There are two big issues in the will. Number one is Pishnayim and daughters. According to the Torah, a Bukhar gets Pishnayim and daughters get nothing. Okay, let's go further. Dichayshina and top line Shema bintayim tisyakir hatzvu, the price may go up. Achar came bizman shidin leis hatzvu nimsa lokech nekli yosem yishir meosa b'shvil shehikti mesamos. Aval, here is the exception. Im yesh lehamoicher gam ato kol hatzvu. Maybe this will answer your futures question. But if the moicher at this moment has stock, I'm giving money now. I'm giving you money now, and the seller has in his possession grain right now. But you're not going to take delivery until a later point in time. And during the later point in time, obviously, a lot of it's going to be a new market. Things are going to change. There's going to be a new crop. There's going to be a lot of turnaround. But currently, at this moment in time, he has in his possession the grain. At this moment in time, I'm giving you the money, I'm buying grain. Theoretically speaking, you can give me the grain at this very moment in time, and even in 6 months from now, you can give me the grain that's in your silo. You don't have to give me new grain. You give me chadash, you can give me yashan. There's no problem. Then it's mutter. Why? If you have in your possession a commodity, you can sell any price you want. There's a shadow of oino, but let's not get into oino right now. You can sell any price that you want. If you want to go and give it to me at this, if right now I'm giving money and you have it in your possession, in halacha we view it as a final sale. And even though we're going to wait for payment at a later point in time, at that later point in time the market may fluctuate and there may be some type of change, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we have to remember this is not a ribbit to a raisa, because we're not dealing here with a loan, we're dealing with a transaction, and therefore we're making in this case. Now here's a chiddush. Here we get into a big discussion. And today a lot of this in modern applications has to be calibrated. Here we discuss is grain. Okay, grain is a process. You have to harvest the grain, you have to cut it down, has to go into the field and sit in the sun for a period of time, has to be made into bundles, has to be gathered into the silo, has to be shipped, has to be threshed. There are many parts to the process. Let's say it's somewhere in the middle. We learned two extremes. When is it a problem of ribis when the grain doesn't exist? Dover shelo bol yoylam. When is it not a problem? When the finished product is here. It's just that the trailer is not going to ship it until 30 days from now. Let's say it's somewhere in the middle. It already grew, but it wasn't cut. Or it already was cut, but it didn't dry out. Or it dried out. It was not collected into the silo. There are many steps in the process. At what point in time do we consider it to be as if it doesn't exist and it's subject to the laws of ribis, the Rabbanan? And at one point in time do we say, since already it's already partially on the way, it's already here and it's not subject to the laws of ribis? This is the big question. So here he says, it's incomplete. Achas, one or two. Achas or shtei melachos. How do you define one or two melachos? Nechshav ki iluhu gemura gemura umutim mitzmutu. Aval in imuchisaris oit shalosh melachos. Aser. But if it's missing three melachos, then it's as if it does not exist. Now what about today due to technology? where if you have a product which needs many different stages, but everything happens so quickly, it's kilu. So that's what he says over here on the bottom. Ischas in chuseres oid shalosh melachos aser. We have to go back. We'll go back. We didn't go to Zion. We'll go back to the one. We'll look at Ches for a moment. Afilu Chesim Chuseres Oid Shalosh Melachos. Afilu Moisim Kol Melachos Aidei Masim Mechunos Shenases B'Mehiros Uvekalus Gam Kenos Deloy Chilku Ba. He holds there's no difference. Even if you have some technology which makes things happen very quickly, he holds it doesn't make a difference. If you have a commodity which needs to go through what he calls three melachos, obviously every commodity needs, you have to define what are the melachos, then it's called davar shaloi ba li'olam, and then there will be a problem of ribbis.
Yeah. When you sell the field,
yeah.
At what point in time, in other words, you have, the field usually goes to Tropicana with all the oranges. So now I bought the field, I'm collecting all, I bought all the oranges that are in there. At what point in time when you bought the field, did you buy the oranges too? Or the guy said, no, they're ripe already, I'm taking the oranges, you can take next year's crop. Or does it have to be it's in the basket, still in the field? You own the oranges when you bought the field, or that's considered already as if the person who sold the field is taking that with him and it's not part of the sale? At what point do you consider, the Gemara wants to know, at what point do you consider it part of the sale?
Okay, let's see halacha Zion. Let's go back one page on the bottom. Also, liknas tvua ayim shal shuvis pnei nevin. Same one we had before. Talk about tircha. Nishal b'mashen nagu hasarchem liknas tvua chadosh hasida lava shaloi niskad ladain. The koyd was the mechir katzav v'yesh b'chashash ribis. Exactly our case. He discussed our case where a person gives money in advance for grain. The grain has not yet grown, and then they set price. The chosar v'yesh b'chashash ribis. The chosar oid shalosh melachos. It hasn't grown. The hell lahatir. He comes out that it's mutter. Okay, even though we just don't know that it's Osir, how could it be Mutter? I'll be Masha Kosov and Mamachan Ephraim, Dim Kvar Hiba Oilom Vchosar Oit Shalosh Melachos, Zegora Yoiser Midovar Shloibol Oilom Klum. At least why? What was we further? The kol she'ena ba'olam ain kan isra. There's no prohibition at all. The hachinami came and shloim niskala adayin v'loy ba'ol li'olam ain isra ribus ayin sham times. I don't know the time, but he's saying over here he's coming to redefine the halacha entirely. He's saying that our example here is only where it already exists. The shail of ribus is where the item already exists, but it's far from complete. And that's what he means here, that it's not yet ready. Then, by giving money in advance, then there's a shail of ribis. But when the item doesn't exist at all, it has not even grown, he's of the opinion that there's no shail of ribis. That's basically real futures. So futures where the thing doesn't at all, then the holds. Now, he doesn't give the reasons. I don't know the reason. I guess it's not comparable to a loan. It's not comparable either to a... It's too far removed from. I don't know. Our halach in Kitzur says also looked at tefuah a shodar because that was most. Shidin lo yisat tefuah v'lachas zman. He doesn't say what exactly the situation is. He differentiates between something which does not exist at all. It's mutter to do this, to give money in advance to receive delivery at a later point in time. To a case where the item already exists, it's just missing multiple steps. It's missing multiple steps, and I'm giving money now to receive with delivery at a later point in time. That's like sabasa, I guess. Sabasa is aser. Okay, I'm not exactly sure the devil. Let's do one more halacha.
It applies not only to agricultural products, but any product.
Any product, yeah. We have to calibrate. I mean, we're dealing over here in ancient times. The only item in town was the grain. Today, dealing with everything under the sun. Go to China, and who knows what they're producing for you. So, obviously, this gets very complicated. One more halacha. Halacha yudzayin. Im hukva b'sha hashar l'tul. Let's say there is a set value. It's not futures. There is a set market. There's a set, stable market for grain, and there's a price. There's a price in the market. Then it's mutter. Then there's no shail of ribis. It's not called sabasa. Yochol liknas b'akdam asmos. You're allowed to give money in advance, kefi hashar, according to the market. I want to take delivery of the grain in the future in 6 months. 3 months, whatever it is, and I'm giving you the money now, and already the market is fixed. People are already trading in grain. It's not a commodity where people are speculating how much it will be worth later. That's the business. The price is already out there.
The price is out there for today, or the price is out there for 6 months?
For 6 months. The price, that's what it says. Liknos. This market is set, the price is set. Yochol liknos b'akdamas mos kifi hashar, according to the market value. Av al pi shein lahamoicher, even though the moicher has nothing in its possession, shafilu tisyakir achar kach hatvua, ein elokech b'marviach b'mas sheikir sheikdim es hamos, kevon shahoye yochol liknos oz tvua b'moisa b'shar zeh, because he was able, he's not receiving a profit, because he had the ability. Since at this moment in time he had the ability to purchase, so the fact that he gave it, Since he can take delivery right now, it's not ribbis. Ribbis only when you can't take delivery right now, and you're paying for time. I'm not paying for time. I can take it right now. I just got lucky. Since over here you stipulated in a situation that's heter, there was no stipulation. I'm going to take money for time. Now, I'm not exactly sure this means. I have to look this up again. I'm not exactly to look into this, what it means over here, that the seller is backing out, it seems. It seems the seller has the option of backing out. That's why in this instance it's mutter, because something unexpected happened, and the seller only has responsibility to return a value of what he received. I gave him $100. The seller only has a legal obligation to give me back a commodity of $100. L'chatchila, the agreement was grain. Now, due to the situation, he doesn't want to give me grain because the grain has gone up in value, so he wants to give me barley, or he wants to give me back my money. It seems here that he has the option. He does have the right to give back cash or to give back another commodity, but out of the goodness of his heart, he's going to give back what they agreed upon. Grain, you gave me $100 for grain, I'll give you that we agreed upon. Even though now in the market it's worth $150, so it appears that I'm giving ribbis, and with this type of ribbis, it should be ribbis to Rabbanan, since that was not the arrangement. The arrangement was 100 for 100, and I could have taken delivery, I could have purchased this from another vendor originally, and now out of the goodness of your heart, you want to give me back more. That's not ribbis, because that was not part of the original stipulation. All right, maybe we'll do this again tomorrow, this halacha, and then we have the shem, the halacha.